Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu disbanded his war cabinet Monday, a decision that was expected after centrist and former general Benny Gantz left the group last week. Gantz joined Netanyahu's unity government in October at the start of the war and demanded the formation of the war cabinet. As Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer said Monday, with Gantz's departure, the ending of the war cabinet was expected.
The war cabinet was a prerequisite of creating this national unity government. It was a prerequisite put in by a member of Knesset, Benny Gantz. With Mr. Gantz leaving the government, there is no longer a need for the war cabinet, and its duties will be taken over as mandated by the State of Israel, by the security cabinet.
Meanwhile, reports from Lebanon say an Israeli drone strike Monday hit a car in southern Lebanon, killing a member of the militant group Hezbollah, as tensions on Israel's northern border increase. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The airstrike comes as Hezbollah has not claimed any attack on northern Israel since Saturday night, apparently because of the Muslim feast of Eid that began on Sunday morning. Hezbollah issued a statement later Monday identifying the member killed in the drone strike as Mohammed Ayub. Since the Israel-Hamas war broke out in October, the Lebanon-Israel border has witnessed almost daily exchanges of fire between Hezbollah and Israeli troops. Hezbollah says it will only stop fighting when Israel's offensive on the Gaza Strip ends. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A court in the Russian city of Yekaterinburg said Monday it will hold the espionage trial of detained U.S. reporter Evan Gershkovich behind closed doors later this month. The 32-year-old Gershkovich was detained by Russian Federal Security Service in March on charges of espionage that carry up to 20 years in prison. This is VOA News. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg was in Washington Monday to attend a roundtable discussion on what can